season, but a late game comeback and a win like that in overtime, how's that sit with you?
It was okay. I think it was a first game. You know, a lot of us have played in a long time, and definitely see it. I mean, there was some things to work on, some things to get better about. Ultimately, you know, regardless of the situation, you got one out. You'll take it.
On that note, what were some of the things that you thought your club was able to do better as the night continued on to be able to force overtime?
You know, I think started moving our feet a little bit in the third period. You know, got a late 4-on-3. That was, you know, wasn't great. But the guys went out there and made a great play. So, like I said, you know, it's not always going to be pretty. And obviously it's a game that doesn't mean anything. But, you know, you start building those little things into your foundation. You want to try to win every time you're out. So that was a good step.
Getting the looks on not only power play but being able to connect on a few nice, I mean, you and Mark, and just the passing, having sharp passing.
Yeah, you know, we had a number of quality looks on the power play. I think this time of year, you know, that's what you're looking for. I remember last year we had a similar game, our first preseason game against Mini, I think, and, you know, had a lot of good looks, built some confidence on it, and I think our last preseason game we got a few to go and took off from there. So you just try to get those reps, get those touches, get the guys feeling good.
Like what you see on the overtime winner there, obviously Buff was up in the play, fed him a perfect pass.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to open up for a one-timer from Mark, and it just, you know, wasn't quite smooth on my part getting it off. So saw Buff sneaking in there and just tried to put one on his tape, and he made a nice play, put it in.
Blake, both your penalties drew quite a few boos in the crowd. What did you see in those plays?
Well, the first one was definitely a hook. I thought they could have called that both ways. I mean, he grabbed on pretty good and it went down pretty hard. It's becoming commonplace in the game today, the embellishment. But there was no question it was a hook there. And, you know, I spoke to him after the second one, too, and I think he thought I was trying to set a little pick for Cooley. You know, Cooley tried to drag it to the middle. I was trying to get out of his way, and unfortunately I clipped Brule's head there. So it was kind of – the first one, you know, was a call for sure. The second one was just kind of bad circumstance.